There's an interesting development here in Queensland, in New South Wales, with the Premier Michael Baird, because in the last couple of days we've now seen the Michael Baird that was elected to the Parliament. That is, the government of the people, by the people, because he said in the maiden speech, his maiden, outstanding maiden speech, we need to hear and heed what the electorate is saying. That's what he said. He said, we should never be ashamed of listening to our community. In essence, that's why we're here. Now, I keep saying about being in Brazil, you know, the kind of thing we laugh at. Everyone's told that Brazil, oh, you know, you can't go to Brazil. And there it was. You could walk around the inner city and Copacabana Beach and you're not at risk at any hour of the day, seriously. And we had an Australian helping us around there, an Australian Brazilian. And I said, this is unbelievable. For goodness sake, look at the way these people live here. He said, Alan, we were like this until government took over our lives. And that's what all this is about. Now, to go back to something I've been speaking about for God knows how long, this ridiculous Murray-Darling Basin mess. Now, this is something. Here's got government trying to control nature. The Murray-Darling was here long before Australia was named, and it's survived ever since. In August, this mob, the authority, oh, this is all government intervention. You tell me somewhere where government goes that it doesn't make a mess or get it wrong. And have a look at the debt for a start. They're paying these people. It costs $57 billion to run the federal bureaucracy. What have you got to show for it? An interest bill of over $40 million a day on our debt. That's how good they are. They can't add up. They can't add up. I mean, Norken, Gillard and Rudd and co, and Morrison, they can't add up. Well, in August, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority released a report showing the job losses in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland due to water buybacks. Job loss. Isn't this wonderful stuff? Buy back the water to shove into the Murray-Darling, cause job losses to the farmers and to the towns who depend on farming trade, and then shove it into the Murray-Darling. Oh, but then it rains like hell and the Murray-Darling floods and wipes out the farmers. This is government management of the Murray-Darling. 35% of agricultural jobs in Coleraine-Bray, 26% of jobs in Dirranbandi, 15% of jobs in Warren have gone over the past 4 years. And this only covers the northern section of the Murray-Darling River system. What about the effects of water buybacks further downstream? To give one example, Deniliquin irrigator Peter McDonald says the decline in production and population in his area, Deniliquin, due to water buybacks means there are no longer enough local children to support a school bus. He's now driving up to 900 kilometres a week to get his children to school. He said, we have one property just to our east. It was 10,000 acres with 5,000 megalitres of water that employed six families. It's now 25,000 acres with no water. And there are two single 25-year-olds living on that property, whereas once the property had 12 families on it. I mean, is this a national scandal? The federal government has so far bought back two Sydney harbours, 1,164 gigalitres of water, under the useless $3.2 billion Murray-Darling Basin plan. And it's going to go more than that. 3.2 gigalitres. That'll be six Sydney harbours it'll buy back to shove into the Murray-Darling, which is already flooded. So more farmers will be dudded. More communities will be emasculated. More families will be dislocated. More jobs will be lost. What did my mate say to me in Brazil, Alan? Australia was like this until government took over our lives, and this is where we finish up.